Exam Objectives Fast Track Backup and Recovery. Windows Server 2008 Backup uses block-level images and .vhd files. Tape is no longer supported. Windows Server Backup is the new GUI for backup in Windows Server 2008. Backups can be scheduled more than once a day and at specific times. wbadmin.exe is the new command line interface for backup. Backup and restore of just the system state must be done using wbadmin.exe. Directory Services Restore Mode, or DSRM, is used to perform authoritative and non-authoritative restores. Authoritative restores should be performed after an object in Active Directory has been accidentally deleted and replication to the other DCs has taken place. Non-authoritative restores are good for lost updates, such as a password for a user account, and corruption found in the ntds.dit file. Linked value replication, or LVR, is used when changes in group membership occur, and only the individual member is replicated and not the entire membership group as a whole. GPOs and startup GPOs are backed up separately. Offline maintenance. Active Directory Domain Services runs as a service under Windows Server 2008 and can be started and stopped at will, but can never be paused. Because restartable Active Directory Domain Services routine tasks can be performed without affecting other services, such as DHCP and file or print services. The three states that a Windows Server 2008 DC runs in are ADDS started, ADDS stopped, and Domain Services Restore Mode, or DSRM. Offline defrag and compaction shrink the size of ntds.dit, thus saving disk space. If ntds.dit and its logs are located on the same partition, free space should be at least 20% of the combined database file and logs, or 1 gigabyte, whichever is greater. Monitoring Active Directory. Tools used to monitor Active Directory are the Network Monitor, Event Viewer, Replimon, and RepAdmin. DC performance and stability are monitored using the Task Manager, Windows System Resource Manager, or WSRM, Windows Reliability and Performance Monitor, and Event Viewer. Network Monitor, or NetMon, version 3.0 and later, are supported on Windows Server 2008 and must be downloaded to install. NetMon is very useful in verifying that traffic is flowing as it's supposed to, along with making sure name resolution is occurring correctly. The Task Manager is ideal for immediate viewing of resources being used on a server. The Event Viewer is typically the first place to start troubleshooting anything that has to do with the server or Active Directory. The Event Viewer is now based on XML. Replimon, or Replication Monitor, is a GUI tool used to examine replication among DCs and view the replication topology. RepAdmin, or Replication Administrator, is a command line version of Replimon. The Windows System Resource Manager, or WSRM, allows an administrator to configure how processor and memory resources are allocated among applications. The Windows Reliability and Performance Monitor allows administrators to monitor application and hardware performance in real time. Frequently Asked Questions. Since Windows Server Backup doesn't read .bkf files, is there any way to restore any information from one in Windows Server 2008? Answer: yes. You can download a version of NT Backup for Windows Server 2008 for the sole purpose of restoring items that were backed up with the old software, but you cannot back up with it. Question: does Windows Server Backup support tape? Answer: no. It supports backing up to disk, removable media such as DVD, and network drives. Question: does Windows Server Backup come pre-installed with Windows Server 2008? Answer: no. You must add it as a feature. Question: can you back up just the system state with Windows Server Backup? Answer: no. Windows Server Backup backs up at the volume level and does not include an option for choosing just the system state or a particular directory or file. You can use wbadmin.exe via a command prompt to back up just the system state. Question: since Windows Server 2008 supports backing up to DVD, can you also back up to USB-based flash drives as well? Answer: yes. To back up to any removable media such as DVD or USB flash drives, you must do so using the wbadmin.exe command line tool. Question: if I forget the Directory Services Restore Mode, or DSRM, administrator's password, can I still get in DSRM? Answer: no. But if you change the DSRM administrator's password at the NTDSUTIL prompt in Windows Server 2008, you can. Question: what is the difference between an authoritative restore and a non-authoritative restore? Answer: an authoritative restore restores a directory object, such as a user account, that may have been deleted accidentally, and flags it so that its restoration is replicated among the other DCs. A non-authoritative restore is useful for when the Active Directory database file, ntds.dit, has become corrupt, and you need to restore it. After restoration, directory replication brings it up to date with all the other DCs. Question: does Windows Server Backup back up GPOs? Answer: no. You must back up GPOs and starter GPOs via the Group Policy Management Console, or GPMC. Question: do you still have to boot into DSRM to perform offline defragging? Answer: no. You can simply stop Active Directory Domain Services in the Services Console and perform it without going into the DSRM. Functions such as DHCP and file or print are unaffected and are still operational. Question: can I monitor Active Directory replication using the network monitor? Answer: you cannot see the actual replication itself, but you can verify that the DCs are talking to each other. A better alternative would be to use either the replication monitor or replication administrator. Question: what are some of the new benefits of the Event Viewer? Answer: the Event Viewer is now XML-based, so it's even easier to import information from it into different applications. You can create subscriptions, which allows remote servers to forward events to a centrally located server so that they can be examined in one place. Question: what does the Windows Reliability and Performance Monitor actually do? Answer: it allows administrators to monitor application and hardware performance in real time, as well as customize the data they collect in logs. It's made up of three primary monitoring tools: the Resource Overview, Performance Monitor, and Reliability Monitor. You can customize the data you log by creating data collector sets, which you can examine via reports in the tool.